Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady who knows all about that. It's Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Good afternoon, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Sun shining.
I know, yeah, it all feels like spring is in the air.
But
it's still
indeed winter,
isn't it? Never mind, it's looking better.
It is.
And time to get out and about in the county.
Indeed. We're starting with a couple of indoor ones, actually, all about books. There's a book launch taking place on the 23rd of February at 6:30 in the evening at Watts Gallery. This year, there'll be lots going on at Watts Gallery, celebrating Watts' 200th birthday. And on the 23rd, there's a special lecture by Dr. Nicholas Tromans, Bryce Curator of the Watts Gallery at Artist Village, followed by a signing of his new book about Watts' life and legacy, The Art of G.F. Watts. And signed copies will be available to purchase, and the event is in partnership with Guildford Book Festival, which happens every October. And tickets will be available from Watts Gallery. And at Guildford Library, you can go along and meet David Young. He's the author of Stasi Child. To celebrate the release of his second book, Stasi Wolf, David will be hosting a talk about his book and answering audience questions, followed by an East versus West hazelnut chocolate spread taste test. Now, what's not to love about that? And a
chocolate
signing.
Spread taste test.
I know. It's relevant to the book, blatantly.
Okay.
Books will be available to purchase on the night. It's £5 for library members, £3 for non-members, £3 for members. That's the 24th of February at 7 o'clock. If you fancy singing along, there's a Come and Sing Day at the Trinity Methodist Church in Brewery Road, Woking. The Epworth Choir are holding a Come and Sing Rutter's Requiem Day, Saturday the 27th of February, Trinity Methodist Church. This is going to be a wonderful opportunity for choral singers to sing this beautiful work and also to have the input of a vocal coach. Further details can be found on the epworthchoir.org website. Tickets are £20 full price, £10 for under 30s, and this is from 10 o'clock till 5 o'clock. Now, I've been working on this for quite some time. Guildford Pancake Races.
Oh, you're good at pancake
Guildford
racing.
Guildford is the only one that I know about. I know there are other pancake races all over Surrey. But Guildford's taking place on the 28th of February from 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. It's one of the highlights of the calendar, and I just absolutely love it. You come along and cheer the winners. But we're still appealing for people to raise teams to come and join in. Should there be a Brooklands Radio team,
Ooh,
do you think?
Oh, my goodness me. Well, turns out how steady our hands are.
There's a challenge, plenty of time to practice between now and then. But yeah, it's absolutely great fun. And we also have a mascots race. And I've always said there's far too many mascots in Guildford. There's just these huge bumbling things trying to go down the high street and toss pancakes at the same time. A final warning, 25th of Feb is the last performance of the marvellous Guildford Shakespeare Company's Julius Caesar. They've got a few tickets, and I mean a few, for most performances. And I mean just a handful. You'd be mad to miss it because it's just absolutely amazing. Friday the 24th of February, Blue Indigo, Gin and Jazz Evening at the Keep. What's not to love, really? The Keep is the home of the Guildford Gin Club, and it has over 50 different gins. And then you've got the wonderful Sarah Eversley and Andy Walls on keyboards singing this lovely soft jazz. And there's going to be free tonic with doubles. And you can book a tasting for Fever Tree Friday. It's totally free, but do call to reserve yourself a seat because it's very, very popular. And that's an 01483 450 600 at the Keep. And also another local, Ben's Collectors Records. They've got a record fair at the Guildhall in the High Street. That's on the 25th of February from 9 till 6 in the evening. 20 stalls of records and CDs at affordable prices. And it's just an absolute record collector's heaven, really. Lots of vinyl and all sorts. And they got some live music as well. Moving on to the famous, Wednesday the 1st of March, Lee Nelson, Serious Joker's going to be at Dorking Halls. Tickets are £21.50, starts at 7:30 in the evening. And after getting into trouble for sneaking into places he shouldn't, Lee Nelson is back where he most definitely should be, live on stage with a brand new Laugh Out Loud Best Ever Stand-Up Show. So do get along to that. Now, this is one of my favourite places. I do love Hatchlands. Have you ever been to Hatchlands?
I have not, actually, no.
Well, Hatchlands has the Cobb collection of instruments, and they're all keyboards that have been played or owned by Mozart, Bach, Chopin.
Wow.
The place is just stuffed with all these amazing old keyboards. And they've got an event. It's a rare chance to experience a guided tour of the fine collection of keyboard instruments by Alec Cobb. As part of International Music Festival, Alec Cobb reflects on how developments in technology have been as relevant in the history of the keyboard instrument over the last 400 years as they are today. He gives a tour of the Cobb collection of keyboard instruments, including pianos and organs, and there's, some of them have got like 400 years old. They're absolutely amazing. When you like know the famous pieces of music and you look and you think, he actually played that on, you know, Mozart actually played that. It's really
amazing.
Incredible. Tickets are £20. That includes coffee and biscuits in the dining room on arrival. You book via cobbcollection.co.uk/events, and that's at the gorgeous Hatchlands Park. So if you've got time, have a nice little wander around, because the snowdrops are up and the crocuses are up and it's starting to look beautiful. At Guildford Cathedral, they have, on a more serious note, a spring talk at 2 on Thursday the 2nd of March, and that's the history of mental health care in Surrey. It's part 2 of their spring talk at 2 series, and Julian Pooley from the Surrey History Centre is exploring changes in attitudes and treatment. It's free admission and refreshments, but please register for a place at guildford-cathedral.org. This one really tickled me, because I thought, I'd make such a pig's ear of this. I really, really would. Easy sushi rolls for beginners. Because when you see sushi, especially if you buy it like in Sainsbury's ready-made, it looks so intricate, and you think, no, seriously,
no,
I'm not even going
to
have it. It would just fall apart. Anyway, 3rd of March at the Guildford Institute in Ward Street from 10 till 12. Price £22.50, but all ingredients are supplied. And it says, ever wonder how to make sushi? Sushi is increasingly popular and deservedly so, delicious and good for you. It's all also really easy to make at home. Well, I think the jury's out on that one. come and find out for yourself with food writer and local author Sam Gates at a fun sushi roll session using a mixture of smoked fish, seaweed, vegetables, rice and seeds. Students will make futamaki and hosomaki rolls.
I'm glad you had to say that.
I've been practicing that. So you don't need any experience or culinary skills, just enthusiasm and a passion for sushi. All food and materials are included in the cost of the course.
Sounds
but
a
how
fishy
smug
to me.
Would you feel if you could have people round for dinner for sushi and have made it yourself?
Mm,
so there's method in the madness.
And not used any glue to stick it together either.
Well, no. I mean, I'd have it. It would look like a hedgehog. I'd have so many sticks stuck in it to keep it together. But hey-ho, some people are good at it. It's time for Historics at Brooklands Classic Car Auction, taking place at Brooklands Museum. This is on the 4th of March, as that's a Saturday from 10 until 5. Admission for two people is £30. All types of Austin and Morris vehicles will be on display for this annual celebration of two of Britain's best-loved marques. The event includes a cavalcade on the Mercedes-Benz World Circuit, a mass photo opportunity on the banking, and ascents up to Test Hill. Parking for visitors in non-Austin and Morris cars will be in the Heights off Wellington Way, with normal museum admission prices applying, and they normally signpost it incredibly well. Back to music, we have Dan Whitehouse in concert with Guildford Vox Choir. They're going to be at Holy Trinity Church, and that's on the 5th of March. That's 2:30 until 4:30, so it's an afternoon, so it doesn't mean you're going to be out late in the evening. Accompanied children up to 16 years of age go completely free. Adults, you can get in for £9 if you buy in advance, or £10 on the door. Modern day troubadour Dan Whitehouse makes his Guildford debut with an exclusive performance with Guildford Vox Community Choir. Dan has blues and folk leanings, and his beautiful classic sounding songs have been labelled as Black Country Soul. He recently toured with Eddie Reader, Chris D'Riva and Boo Herbadine, and his new album, That's Where I Belong, is out now. There we go. Innovate Guildford. Now, I know you're going to be covering this. Innovate Guildford happens on the 4th of March. This is a totally free event aimed at young people at GLive, taking place 10 till 5. And there's just loads of stuff. It's a free festival of science and art. There's lots of art things to do, lots of science things to do, exhibits, workshops, talks, performances, all sorts of things that you can get involved, touch it, feel it, smell it, move it. All sorts of things. They've got a planetarium there and everything. It's going to be great
fun. Idea, isn't it? Something
it's a brilliant
different.
Idea to get young people involved in science and arts, because everything is scientific, isn't it? And
it is now.
And you need the science that goes with it, and it's really good fun. So do get along to that. It's totally free on the 4th of March. Also on the 4th of March, Stagecoach Performing Arts presents Curtain Call. This is going to take place at Dorking Halls. Following a sellout performance in 2015, the students of Stagecoach Performing Arts are back to entertain the people with a show-stopping performance of dance, singing and pure entertainment. 4th of March, that is at 6 o'clock, tickets between £12 and £15. And staying with music, Mozart's Mass in C Minor is taking place 4th of March, 7:30 at Guildford Cathedral. Ticket prices, depending on where you want to sit, £16, £21 or £26. And that's Vivace Chorus, who always put on the most fantastic show. And I'm into hats at the moment because I bought my Mother of the Bride hat.
Oh, right. OK.
I have.
You're not allowed to say what it looks like.
No, I'm not. Other than it's big, but not as big as I wanted it to be.
Oh.
There's a Miraculous Millinery. And that's almost as hard to say as those sushi names. At Hazelmere Museum, Tuesday the 7th of March, 7pm to 9:30pm. It's £12, including a glass of wine. Booking is advisable through the Hazelmere Museum website. And artist Diana Birch is going. It's set for a fun evening making outlandishly theatrical hats and headwear for the museum's new exhibition, Celebration Redesigned. Using a wide range of simple techniques and materials, a great opportunity to get creative and let your imagination run wild.
Great idea.
So if I was designing it myself, the hat I've bought for the wedding would be quite subtle in comparison, but there you go.
Oh, there you are.
Finally, Leith Hill Music Festival presents St Matthew's Passion by Bach. That's on the 12th of March at 7:30 at Dorking Halls. Tickets between £9 and £22. Festival now in its 112th year, and it's known worldwide. It takes place each spring at Dorking Halls. And this year, Jonathan Wilcox, their new festival director, will be conducting in his debut concert. And if you go onto the Dorking Halls website, you'll find lots more events within that. And finally, this is, I've mentioned this a little bit early because I suspect it may get booked up. Audio described tours and workshops inspired by the Henry Moore Sculpting from Nature exhibition at the Lightbox. Thursday the 16th of March, 10:30 till 12:30. Free entry with a suggested donation at the Lightbox, and it's aimed at blind or partially sighted visitors are invited to join them for a series of audio described and touch tours, followed by a hands-on creative workshop inspired by the exhibition. Limited spaces available and advance booking is required. And I do think, particularly with sculpture, it's made to be touched. It's
indeed
not meant to be looked at.
Yeah.
Particularly if it's all I just smooth love it. It's all nice and smooth. You just want to touch it, don't you? It's not. That's when it's such a shame when everything you go and see is behind a barrier and you can't get near it. And you just want to. Because, like, where I work at Guildford House, there are these wonderful carvings on the edge of the stairs. They're like bowls of fruit and plants. And the number of people that just have to touch them because it's wood and it's all carved.
Beautiful.
And there's a little thing on the bottom one. There's a carving of peas in a pod. And did you know that about that time in the 17th century, when carvers did a job, they would always put a pea pod there closed and they wouldn't come back and open it up and engrave the peas until they'd been paid.
Oh, how clever.
There you go. So we know the staircase was paid for.
They won't be coming back with a demand.
No, they're not going to come back with a demand.
All right. Okay, Diana, thank you so much. I've learnt something today.
Yeah, there you go. Right, informative as well.
Indeed. Well, I look forward to talking to you again next week.
See you next week, Graham.
Bye and bye.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.